is 18 hours, 30 minutes, and 15 seconds. Took Rick Larson from Sand Coulee, Montana, to get to know him in position number 39. Born in Montana, where he's now an equipment operator, he started mushing as a handler for Chris Adkins. He ran his first Iditarod in 2004 and has finished three times. Please welcome again Rick Larson.
First, I'd like to congratulate Lance. Great job. I'd personally like to thank whoever staked the Yukon River. I'd still be wandering around that. They did a great job. I'd like to thank Red Pot Dog Food, of course, Kenny Hess from the North Coast.
This is Bill Cotter of Nenana, Alaska. Bill was born in New Hampshire. He moved to Alaska in 1970. He settled in Nenana in 1980, ran his first Iditarod in 1975. He's finished 18 races. His best finished third in 1995. Bill? 19 races. We didn't count this one. Thank you very much. Good to be back in the race. I really enjoyed it. You know, thinking of some of the old races and the races we used to have, the summer reminded me of that. And when I was in Sherrybacher, I talked to Mr. Hamilton, one of the early trail breakers. And we first went through Iditarod in 1977. And we had a gigantic snowstorm. And we actually got our real snowshoes out, made out of wood. And we're trying to find a trail. And Hamilton, Mr. Hamilton, and some of the other guys came up to Cherry Luck, and they found us around 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And that group of mushers, some of them are here tonight, Rick Swenson and Jerry Austin, myself. I know Rick Mackey was there, and Ken Chase, Rudy DeMonta, and I don't remember who else. Anyway, he told me we were the first musher this year, he told me this, the first musher to come through Shag Rock since the Gold Rush. It was pretty interesting. So anyway, that's a little bit of history about the race. And thank you very much. We'll see you. Some of the mushers are not stopping to get their keys there from that. So Rick Swenson has graciously agreed to take anybody's key that they don't bother to do it. Rick's sitting right there, and he'll get at least five of them. Try five times at least if the rest of you aren't interested. But Margo and David would really like to hand out those keys. Number 37, to known 12 days, 14 hours, 40 minutes, Harry Alexi from Bethel. Harry was born and raised here in Alaska. This is his first night in Iditarod. He's an active member of the National Guard. We're glad to have you in Nome. Congratulations, Harry.
So, first of all, we'd like to thank the U.S. Army National Guard for approaching me. And asking me to run Sergeant Major Brown. And also, opportunity to be working with Sergeant Lance. I was just happy to be here. He told me that I didn't cry at the couple miles out. I didn't cry at the finish line. It was a tough trip for me going up the Yukon. I was going out of Eagle Island gave up mentally, but dogs were still going forward to have to keep up with the dogs. And one of the interviewers asked Andrew, what is the most thing that you could think about once our branches are done? And that advice is, I told him, the only thing that I could think from him is what he said, just finish the race. So I took it conservatively. And also, one of the guys who made it easier for me going up the Yukon was Jim Lanier. We traveled up the Yukon, trading leads, and out of Europe, we gone to White Mountain, traveled with Ryan Reddington and Bill Carter. So those are the guys that really helped me finish the race. So thank you. Thank you, Lance. And Lance taught me, or now I see how the champion trains. Anybody would like to be in my position right now, but I'm honored to be in that position right now. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Harry, and congratulations again on your finish, and thanks for your dedicated service to our nation. Hey. Just a little housekeeping announcement for Alaska Airlines. Sawatsky and Reddington dock handlers, plane is on time and they need you at the dock lot. Sawatsky and Reddington dock handlers. In 36th position, 12 days, 14 hours, 27 minutes, 25 seconds, a third generation muscle, Ryan Reddington from Wasilla, Alaska, born and raised in Alaska. Began racing in 2001. This is his fourth finish.
Well, it was a tough race for me. I'd like to thank my sponsors and Brian Gabbard, Alaska Sturgeons, my wife Erin, my mom and dad, my brother Rafe, loaned me a couple dogs. And I'd like to say congratulations to Lance and thanks. I'll see you again next year. I said all the way up to, from Shagalook, I said I'll never run this race again, but every checkpoint, and next year I'll be there to sign up and go again. So I had a lot of fun traveling with Harry, Alexi, and Phil Cotter. We ran all the way up from the coast, and you know, played up, and it was a lot of fun running with those guys, and hopefully next year we'll move up a little bit. Thanks, guys. Thanks to the volunteers.
Musher number 35, 12 days, 13 hours, 24 minutes, and 35 seconds. Oh, no, same initials, but it was Jim Lanier from Chugiak, Alaska, born in D.C., been here a doctor for eons, and maybe has a song for us again this year. Dr. Lanier. Further up the ladder, a little further along the table.
at any given point in time. I can attribute that, but I wasn't, certainly not to age, but rather to some dogs that I hadn't eaten caused me a few problems at the beginning of the race. But I guess that was God's will. But God's will that 2 months from now I'm going to have a bunch of puppies. As well, and that's the usual result of such a thing. Yeah, we had a great race this year. After that, and look, I hope I can come back again next year and have such fun all over again. As is my wont, I do have a little song for you. I haven't had much time to recover from the race this year, not as much as usual, not as much as I'd like, so my voice might not quite be up to this, my mind might not be quite up to it, remembering all the words, but my son Jimmy will help me. Unfortunately, he's going to do the lion's share of the singing. Now this song is, the tune won't need any introduction. As usual, I plagiarized it, added a few words. The title of this song is Over the Brush Bowl. Over the Brush Bowl. Now all the mushers know what a brush bowl is. It's the device that bent around the front of your sled and runs interference for you and brushes the branches and anything else that sled encounters as you move down the trail. And we all want to fly over that brush bowl and fly on to Nome as fast as we can, win the race if possible. And I guess in this song it's my way of saying, gee, I wish I could fly over that brush bowl just like Lance.
Next to in church, I'll tell you that. In 34th position, 12 days, 13 hours, 24 minutes, and 30 seconds from Anchorage, Alaska, Robert Funson. Grew up and first began mushing in Anderson, Alaska. He first identified was in 1995.
And he's completed 12 Iditarods.
Robert Funston.
Well, it was another good race, though a hard race. I'd like to thank my hosts here in Nome. The trail was hard this year, for me anyway. I learned a lot on the trail. And a special thanks also to Jim Lanier, who helped me a couple times on the trail. I'd like to thank Jake Berkowitz for training the team, Sioux Mountain Lodge for supporting me, and Kevin and Kelly's wife for supporting me also. Actually, they've been supporting me and Dax here for actually 11 years here in town when we come, so their support is much appreciated. Thanks.
Flight 153 Alaska tonight, and you haven't checked in, you may be too late if you don't do so, like, pronto. Number 33, 12 days, 10 hours to Nome, Alan Moore from Two Rivers, Alaska. Born in Arkansas, he and his wife both run the Iditarod, and he just finishes his second Iditarod running. Please welcome Alan Moore.
Another great race. Thanks to all the volunteers, which we can't thank them enough. There's so many out there at each checkpoint. I just see them working their tails off to help us. So we should thank them a lot more than we actually do. I thank my daughter and son-in-law for hosting us. Me and my large family, Allie and I, we had our whole family up here actually. Daughters, brother, mother, and on and on. So, they're taking care of quite a few of us. I'd like to thank Horizon Alliance for sponsoring Allie and I. They're a great sponsor. It helps out a lot. That's about it. Thanks.
Dana just told me that there are some bottles that have no bids on them, so we have 10 minutes left. That's it. One gone for
listening to KNOM, no more Alaska's live coverage of the Iditarod Finishers Banquet from the Nome Rec Center.
On the way up here. Number 32, Ed Stilson, in 12 days, 6 hours, 35 minutes, and 12 seconds from McMillan, Michigan. Born and raised in Michigan, this is fifth Iditarod.
Thank you, Alaska.
Number 31st position, 12 days, 6 hours, Jake Berkowitz from Anchorage. This is second Iditarod, best finish. He improved 34 positions in 2009.
Going down the trail, everyone kept commenting that they had no idea whose dogs I was running because none of them looked alike. So for the hodgepodge team, I'd like to thank Bob Bunsen for teaching me everything this year, and Zach Steer for most of the dogs, and then Ed Steelstra, Jim Lanier, and John Little to fill out the rest of the team. So thanks a lot.
Jake got all 16 of those dogs in there. Congratulations, Jake. The only muster to do that. In 30th position, our Rookie of the Year, following in his father's footsteps in 12 days, 4 hours, 21 minutes, 50 seconds, Chad Lindner from Brookline, Massachusetts. Just graduated from law school, born in Alaska, his first Iditarod. Congratulations, Chad.
Thank you.
we'd like to welcome Robert Nelson from Concert View. He was born and raised there. This is his second Iditarod running. This year he came in position number 29, 11 days, 22 hours, 15 minutes. Please welcome Robert. Well, on behalf of Robert, he'd like to thank you for coming. He just started the...
Started the dance four-wheeler over there, so I guess he doesn't care about his trophy or his finishes pat.
Robert Nelson of Casa View, the winner of the Northern Air Cargo four-wheeler, picking out a key of
the man.
I forgot the race going on. I had some disturbances over there. But I want to thank my family, my dad back home in Kentucky for helping me train all winter long. Team Baker for helping me out this year. It's a great race. Northern Air Cargo, Anna Regional Corporation, Minneapolis Association, and the Northwest Arctic Pearl. And everybody up in the Kentucky region, thank you for your support. And everybody here in Nome, my host family, appreciate it and hope to see you guys next year again.
In 5 seconds, Bruce Linton from Kasilov, Alaska. Born and raised in Philadelphia, moved to Vermont in 1994, to Alaska in 2006. This is his third Iditarod. Bruce Linton, number 28.
Another fun wild ride. I want to thank my wife for letting me do this one more time. I want to thank my handler, Cindy Berard, for really helped me out this year. I got a little kid at home and a new full-time job. I could never have done it without her. And I also, I live my life with an insulin pump. Wouldn't be able to live without it. And I also always want to spread the message that diabetics can do anything that non-diabetics can do. And I'm here to promote that message for as long as I'm here on this earth. Thank you.
Seven-time finisher of the Iditarod, been in every race since 2002. Born in California, moved to Alaska with his family in 1971. Please welcome Jerry Sousa from Talkeetna, position number 27, 11 days, 21 hours, and 52 minutes.
It's a great pleasure to make it to Nome one more time. It's a tremendous amount of work everybody puts to put this race on, and it doesn't go unnoticed. I'd like to thank sponsors and Kathleen, and I'd like to also make a special note to Anchorage Chrysler Dodge. We have a 1996 Dodge truck, about 250,000 miles on it. It's the workhorse of the kennel. And if it ever wears out, or if we don't win the Dodge truck in this packet here, we'll be down at Anchorage Chrysler Dodge looking for a new one. So thank you very much.
Oh, the Dodge truck. In 26th position, in 11 days, 20 hours, 43 minutes, and 27 seconds, in her fourth Iditarod, Judy Currier, Fairbanks, Alaska. First Iditarod was in 1999.
Good evening. I just would like to thank my primary sponsor of Grace Companies, the Baker Fairbanks. They're probably one of the best family-owned businesses in Alaska, and I'm really fortunate to be sponsored by them, but also employed by them. I'd like to thank my husband, especially, also. He's my equipment manager, and he builds my sleds, he makes my lines, he keeps the truck running, and he just does it all. All the volunteers out there, as Alan said before, you know, we don't say enough. Well, I do try to thank everybody out there. I honestly do. And if I don't, then it must be because I was dozing or something. But without the volunteers out there, this race would not happen. I'd like to thank the three musketeers there that I ran with for quite a bit of the race, Matt, Sven, and Linwood. It was like the three musketeers and me, and they were a good company out there on the trail. I had a phenomenal team of 11 girls and 5 boys who made my race pretty easy. We didn't have a whole lot of problems until later in the race, and I had a really phenomenal leader named Athena, and she hung in there. She was the toughest dog in the team, and she didn't make it to Nome, but she certainly got her team to Nome. So thank you.
Please welcome the only person to win this race 5 times. Rick Swenson, 31, finishes by Iditarod from Two Rivers. 11 days, 17 hours this year to Nome. First ran the Iditarod in 1976. Congratulations, Rick. Welcome back home.
Thanks, John. I don't even think I can say all the things I want to say while I'm up here, but first of all, I want to thank my loving partner, Kelly Williams, for helping me get to the start and be here and help me get back home, and for all the inspiration that she provides me every day. I was fortunate enough, this is the second year in a row that I got to run the team of dogs that she ran here 2 years ago when she got here with all 16 of her dogs, and then she turned over to me and she said, there you go, there's your race team for the next couple of years. You can teach them how to race now. And she only left me with one, they only had one bad habit. They were used to taking their booties off, and I think I just about got them cured of that now. So I want to thank Kelly. But I think, you know, everybody's thanked the volunteers, and I want to thank them again. I don't think that there's enough thanks for all the stuff that the volunteers do from before the race starts, you know, getting the food drops out to manning the checkpoints and putting away the tables and everything after the banquets and everything. But I do want to thank all the people, and I'm sure none of them are even here tonight, but it seemed like every checkpoint I was at, somebody was looking out for me, and I always got a really good parking spot. And I know I was traveling with a little bit younger fellow, and he was only on his third Iditarod. He said, boy, you sure know how to pick your parking spots, don't you? And that was Jerry Willemetzer, and I felt like I was really privileged, I guess, to run with such a fine gentleman. And at the end of the race, I know everybody was like, oh man, they're running right neck and neck, and I know both Jerry and I were doing the same thing. We were just letting our dogs come to the finish line. Neither one of us was paddling or whistling or anything, and we came down the street, and I was a little right in front of him, and when we got to the chute, my dogs didn't go in and his did, and so it was really a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed traveling with him. And the other thing, it was really interesting to me when that big storm kicked up on the coast to watch the progression of the teams that left out into the eye of that storm versus the people that hung back a little bit. It was all the younger, and I hate to use that, when I say less experienced, I don't mean it in any manner that's an insult, but all the guys that went out into that storm were people that hadn't been there when Herbie and Timmy Osmar and Emmett Peters and Bud Smith and those of us had gone out into storms like Libby had gone out into in 1985. And those of us like Martin and Sonny, I looked at the sheets and I said, well, when those older guys leave Shaq Kulik, then I'll know that it's probably reasonable to leave. And I finally lost patience and had to leave for the year. But I mean, it just goes to show you that we've got a new bunch of folks now, and I know Sebastian said last night, he said if he would have known how bad it was going to be when he got out there, he might have had second thoughts about going after Lance. So I guess we got a new group educated now, and I think it was really good. It was really good to have a race that tested people's skills and their dog skills more than just a highway like we've had some years. I mean, you know, my hat's off to Lance and his team because it was no piece of cake. He didn't have anybody close to him, but he had all the challenges that all the rest of us did. Even though nobody was breathing right down his neck, he had to navigate sections of trail where the markers weren't very clear. And so I want to thank everybody for being here tonight, and I'm looking forward to next year, and I hope all of you folks are too. And thanks. Congratulations, George.
Number 24, by a nose in the chute, 11 days, 17 hours, 12 minutes, 35 seconds, Jerry Wilbitzer, White Horse, Yukon Territory. Born in Germany, moved to Canada in 1996, been in the Iditarod since 2007. Yeah, I'd like to thank especially my housing sponsors in Kinnick, Dave Brownholm, and Telalaska here in Nome for the housing they provide. It was certainly the toughest 1,000-mile race I've ever done. I've done seven now, and it almost made me quit twice. And I'd like to recognize my two shrinks on the trail, Dr. Martin Boozer and Dr. Mark Lindstrom, who supported me a bit there. I had a lot of fun after my team picked up on the coast a bit, and running the rink was probably the highlight. I learned a lot, and coming down Front Street, the way we finished doesn't reflect the quality of the teams. Rick has a really nice team. It was a pleasure to see that in action, and my team, the last 2 years, going into the chute, the first year they turned left in front of the chute and didn't go in. Last year they turned right. So this year I was behind Rick and I figured, well, they should just follow Rick into the chute just fine. So Rick's team turned right and I figured, I just can't have any sympathy now. I'm just going to go by. And as it turned out, mine went right into the chute, but it doesn't reflect, the finishing order does reflect the quality of the team. So it's a nice team, Rick. So thanks for everybody who provides the opportunity to race here, and thanks again.
Now please welcome Linwood Fiedler from Willow, 15-time Iditarod finisher. He got to Nome this year, 11 days, 13 hours, and 44 minutes.
Wonderful to be back. I've been gone for a couple of years, as many of you know. A couple of ankle surgeries and doggy depression that follows that. One of the funny stories that happened to me on the race this year was I was just so happy to be back in the race. I really didn't care. I don't care now. I was just happy to do it. But one of the funny things that happened to me was early in the race, after leaving Squintna, the trail went to the left and my team went to the right. And what separated that Jeeha was a big, huge bonfire some snowmobilers had built. And it was probably about the size of our dining room. It's about 12 feet in diameter, and it was about 8 feet down with coals and flame in the bottom. My team went around this big hole, this big fire pit, and instead of taking the right to get back onto the trail, they went left, which swung the whole team and my sled into this fire pit.
So here I am, I'm like, I'm in the middle of this hole with all this fire and coal in my sled.
The dogs had made it out. My brush ball had jammed into the opposite bank. And I'm going, I'm in the Iditarod, and I'm in fire. So anyway, I got the brush bow up, and I never knew it, but Rob Bunsen was on the other end pulling the tug line, and I yelled at my dogs, and they yanked the sled out, and I grabbed the stanchion, and I slid out of the air like Superman. But anyway, it was a really wild few moments. But thank you, Robert, for helping me. Just want to thank mostly my wife, who I've been with for almost 35 years. She's my supporter, my friend, my lover. Thank you.
In 22nd place, in 11 days, 11 hours, 41 minutes, 59 seconds, Sven Holtman, Willow, Alaska. Born and raised in Switzerland, he came to Alaska in 2001. This is his second Iditarod and his best finish.
Thanks very much, Alaska. Thanks very much, India, for all your support. It was kind of a struggle at the beginning. Things didn't really come together. Early dogs had to be dropped, key dogs had to be dropped early, and just didn't really get into a rhythm, but found out that it's the races that you struggle that you learn the most. I learned so much more this year than I did last year, and hopefully all these tough conditions, all this diarrhea I had and so forth, is going to make me a better musher, and hopefully I will come better back with better experiences and can apply this to next year's race. I can't wait to come back. This is a great event. Mushing, it's the air that I breathe. Every time I go out to dog watch, it makes me feel wonderful. I love this sport. I love this state. Go America. Go Alaska.
Next, we have musher number 21. He is 2009 is his best finish of 5 Iditarods. Please welcome Matt Hayashida from Willow. 11 days, 10 hours, and 18 minutes.
Wow, it seems like the Matt Sioux Valley is represented here pretty well down here. Number one, I'd like to thank my wife, Sarah, and family. Sarah and I had pretty much equal time on the runners training this year, so this is just as much hers as it is mine. I'd like to thank our main sponsor, too, which is Grandpa Phil Cady. He's over there. You've probably seen him. He's on the P team as well, but because of him, it's kind of ironic, he's on the P team for Iditarod, but because of him, we also have a flush toilet in our house. He gave us running hot water a couple years ago, so we're very appreciative of that. So if you ever come in to visit, you don't have to use the outhouse. Also like to thank all the volunteers, everybody on the trail. This was a very tough run, but we had a good time, and hopefully we'll be back. Thank you.
I was lucky to get to spend some time in Takotna, where a lot of people took their 24. I was visiting with Ray and Ryan Reddings, and I said, you know, I grew up just 2 miles from Aurora, South Dakota, where your grandfather spent some time working to make some money as he was going north. And Ray said, really? I ought to read that book. In 20th position, 11 days, 9 hours, 59 minutes, and 15 seconds, Ray Reddington Jr. was Solo, Alaska. Born and raised in Alaska, grandson of Joe Reddington Sr., third generation musher, been rushing since 2001.
Fifth is his top finish.
Fifth top 20 finish.
I'd like to thank my wife and two kids and Sarah Justine for coming and cooking the meals for me to send out on the race. And my host family, Stephen, Berta Wilson, Adam. The crowd here was really good. We had a really nice dinner and everything, and everything turned out good. And I'd like to thank Ben Haltman and Matt Hayashida. We had a lot of fun traveling together, and it was just it was an enjoyable last half of the race. Thanks.
This is his first top 20 finish. He started running the Iditarod in 2006, born and raised in Canada from Yellowknife, Northwest Territory. Please welcome Warren Palfrey. Musher number, or position number 19, 11 days, 8 hours, and 28 minutes to know.
Thank you, everyone. Somewhat of a very sweet ending for me, as many of you know. I'd like to thank my family and my friends for supporting me in the race. All the emails and phone calls and support I've gotten over the last few days. I'd like to thank the race, the organization, the volunteers, the officials, my sponsors, First Made Pet Food, M&M Meats, Up Here Magazine, and I look forward to coming back again. Thank you.
In 11 days, 2 hours, 43 minutes, and 15 seconds from Big Lake, Alaska, four-time Iditarod champion Martin Boozer, born in Switzerland, Boozer, Alaska, 1979, still a record holder for the fastest finish running since 1980.
Thank you, Lee. You know, after 25 points go down pretty smooth, somebody bent that corner. Did a pretty bad race, obviously. Dropped my two of my key leaders in Roan. Roan is a great place. From then on, it was Goose, the girl that was in standing heat, provided some entertainment for the team. It was about a two-hour block that each male had, I'd call it watching color television. One of the young bucks would get up with Goose in lead, and for about 2 hours or 2.5 hours, they would last side by side, and then from then on, it was aromatherapy, so maybe they drifted back a little bit. Time for Goose to have a different partner. So I was switching around leaders an awful lot, and the dogs got the like in that. And I think about in safety, Goose got wind of that, and she figured she started drifting back. And I'm glad the race wasn't any longer, so they're somewhere in the heat pen at home, so right now having a get-together. So. I felt like I lost that race, but I actually won it. I won this race for Lance. We all know that Sebastian had a pretty darn good dog team, and the Thursday before the other route started, I said, Sebastian, when you win this damn thing, I'm going to hold you down and we're going to cut your hair. And he knows that usually when I say what I mean, and I was dead serious, of course. So when he got, I think, to Shaktulik, he realized that I was serious, and he started throttling back so Lance could be first, and Sebastian could keep his hair. So I don't think I'd be lying if I say the offer still stands. So we'll see you next year. Congratulations, Lance.
The next one that we're looking for up here is Ali Zirkel, number 17, excuse me, fourth top 20 finish. She came in 11 days, 2 hours, and 28 minutes.
you all so much. I guess first of all, I want to thank my dogs, Bullet, Cha-Cha, Rose, Meg, Stormy, JJ, Manny, Teddy, Homebrew, Biscuit, and Catfish. That's Catfish with a lisp. I also want to thank my family, especially my husband Alan and Bridget, who we've all three of us probably put just as much time into this season as any of the rest of us. Thank my friends, especially Rhino, who has put a tremendous amount of effort into our website this year. Thank my sponsors, and those sponsors go from, you know, people who send you $20 checks and say, gosh, I just want to buy $20 worth of booties for you, to dog sponsors, to tremendous corporate sponsors, Horizon Lines and Eagle Pack Dog Food. I also want to thank my gnome host family. We do spend a lot of time with Bridget and Scotty at Watkins at their house, but Sherry Fagerstrom and her family have really opened the doors of their house for us for a couple of years, and we appreciate that. So I was pretty happy with my race team. I decided that, oh, Allie Zuffel's always known to go out and camp in the middle of nowhere. She doesn't stop in checkpoints, so let's keep that tradition up this year. And so I did, and I kind of was on my own camping schedule throughout the middle of the race, after Chicotna, and through Iditarod. You pass the cabin, and oh gosh, we should stay in there, but no, I'll go camp up the trail a little ways, and through Shagaluk, and then onto Grayling. Made the way up Yukon River, and I was pretty happy. I was thinking, gosh, this could be a top 10 kind of thing. My team looks great, and I'm pretty healthy, pretty happy. This could be a nice race. And then, bam! Like many of us, Mother Nature had a few different things in mind for us. So really about, three quarters of the way through the race, there were quite a few of us who took basically a 24-hour vacation in Shaktulik. And I can't say, it was pleasant to be there on a vacation, but, we had a reasonable time. A lot of us told stories and lies and a number of other things for quite a few hours. And then we pretty much all